Hello, everybody. I'm John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to the LockeInYourSuccess.com Trading Performance Podcast, where it's all about real traders, real problems, and real coaching. Listen up and enjoy the segment.
For those serious about becoming successful, consistently profitable options traders, now is the time to build skills in technical analysis, market analysis, and applied volatility to get those results. We have multiple memberships, starting with our Go membership that teaches rules-based trading and our Pro membership that teaches more subjective trading. For more information, go to lockinyoursuccess.com/memberships.
So I started trading in 2020 during COVID. During the lockdown, there wasn't much else to do. So I decided to learn trading, and I had a lot of success in the first 2 years trading mainly equities. Started doing some options on indices and individual stocks, but the market was really just moving one way, and I was moving, you know, slightly ahead of it. Then in 2022, I started to face reality of trading, let's say, and started to see huge drawdowns in capital. A lot of the strategies I was deploying, mainly, you know, iron condors and spreads on the S&P futures or on the SPY or whatever, started to be a bit more, what's the word?
Challenging.
Challenging, speculative, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So I wasn't seeing the same results, and I was starting to see huge drawdowns in my capital. I took a bit of a pause after that when I started to see the losses compound. At some point, a friend of mine introduced me to your videos on YouTube, and I started trying some of these strategies. Haven't been all in on them yet, so I'm really still in the middle of my first cycle of going all in on a few of the strategies. So the M3, the bull on the Russell, the X4 V17, I'm still in the middle of those trades if you have a few of them open. So that's on one side for options trading, if you will. And then on equities and stocks in general, I just shifted to a buy and hold kind of strategy, which is working so far. So I would say the main challenge is just finding a way of making this work consistently, to get results consistently, and not to have, you know, huge ups and downs like I did in my first few years of trading.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So I made a work document off some of the stuff that you shared, and I just would like to take this in the direction of to start with really one of the most important things I see with traders coming in, and that is expectations. So one of the specific challenges you're saying you're getting, and you've talked about, is getting consistent returns. What is your definition of consistent returns? It's important to have this clearly defined, because if we don't have it clearly defined, how do we know when we get it?
Yeah, it's a good question. A consistent return is something that will return the same loss or gain. In my mind, that's how I would define it, because there's not a consistent positive return, but something that is predictable on either side.
Right. So you're saying basically you're going to get the same return. So is your expectation, and let me just throw this out there, basically you're going to find a strategy, and you're going to get the same return from now going forward every cycle. Is that what your expectation is?
Not exactly, but okay. I'll tell you the flip side of it. For example, one of the strategies I made a decent amount of money doing was just going below the market, selling spreads, and that was consistently giving me positive returns until the market started moving the other way. But then the negative returns were just extremely significant. They would wipe out 6 months of gains. So that for me is not a consistent return. A consistent return is going into a trade knowing I'll make $1,000 or I'll lose $500. You know, that's a consistent return in my mind.
And then how often would you have to win in order versus lose in order for that to be called consistent? So if you, in other words, what do you expect the if you went out and you did probability over 10 years, what would you expect the expectancy to be? In other words, how often would you win? Would you win 50% of the time? Would you win 70% of the time, 80% of the time?
I'd say above 50. I mean, it depends again on the risk reward ratio on any particular trade. But if it's something that has the chance of delivering, you know, double the return than the loss, I would say something in the ballpark of 50 upwards is a good return.
Let me write this down. You're saying a 2-to-1. In other words, you win 2 to lose 1, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing it with a strategy that you just apply all the time, regardless of the market, or are you doing, or are you varying this somehow?
So I haven't really made up my mind on these things, John, to be honest. I'm still pretty young in this, so I'm still figuring it out.
This is important, because a lot of people's expectations, right? When somebody tells me I want to get consistent returns, they want to get the same return all the time, like every month or every week or whatever their trade cycle is, through all market conditions, without making any subjectivity in varying their approach. And, you know, if that's what you want, that's not trading, right? It's just not. It's not the realities of trading. You will never, ever do that, regardless of what you do. So that would be a problem with expectation. So before you can't judge what you're doing. Like, you were doing a bullish spread in the marketplace, and you were doing it very well. And the reality is, from 2020 and 2021 was the most bullish market we've ever had in history of the world. And you could buy anything and make money what most people would call consistently. That's fine. But you can't expect that same strategy to be profitable when the market goes down. Because, you know, it's not about back testing. It's not about the results that you got in the past. It's about understanding that, hey, this strategy is making money because the market's going up. And when the market goes down, it's going to lose money, right? I mean, that's only common sense. But some people have the expectation, and I don't know if you do or not, that it's going to continue to make money when you get that tip of a different market. You can't expect to apply the same strategy, the same system to the market, regardless of what the market's doing, and get the same result, because the market changes so much, right? There's a lot of differences in the market. So if that's an expectation, then, you know, so long as that expectation is your expectation, you're just not going to make it as a trader, because, you know, the reality is that doesn't happen. That's not trading. So we want to make sure, or this is one of the most important things in trading, is when the trader realizes that, this isn't trading, and I have to change my expectations. Because so long as those are your expectations, no matter what you do, you're going to run into a problem. You're going to do something, it's going to be okay for a while, and then there's going to be a problem, and then you're going to jump out of it, and you're going to do something else, and then there's going to be a problem, and you're going to jump out of it, and you're going to do something else, and there's going to be a problem. So long as you're doing that, you know, because your expectation is I should make the same amount of money every cycle or whatever. And I'm not saying that's your expectation, because you've stated something different, which we will investigate. That's just not trading. I have, here's an example that some people don't understand, right? If I take, and you talked about this, and we'll change the numbers. This is a spreadsheet that it's basically a probability calculator. I have a strategy that wins 80% of the time. It loses 20% of the time. I'm going to keep a consistent plan capital of $50,000. My average win is $2,500. My average loss is $7,500. Right. This is a period of 120 months. So if you're doing a monthly trade, it's 10 years. Someone might look at this equity curve and say, hey, that's wonderful. But the reality is, this is 1 year right here, right? So it made money this year. 24 is another year. It happened to make money this year. The next year it lost money. The next year it lost money. Hey, it wins 80% of the time. But yeah, this is a normal equity curve. That is not consistent. You know, then you have, by most people's definition, then you have these big winning periods, and then you have this large losing period over, again, this is an over a 10-year period, but this is a type of equity curve that an 80% strategy is going to give you with a R value. And R value is basically your win rate versus your loss, your win dollars versus your loss dollars, and that type of a thing. But the reality is you can't even expect this because this is only one variation. There's other variations that come into play here, right? So I can have the same strategy and look, lose. I made some money, I lose, and then all of a sudden it does well. Or you can have an equity curve like that, or you can have an equity curve like this. These are all 80% strategies with this type of win-loss ratio. In all the cases here, we've made money, but if I do this enough times, I'm going to have scenarios where I've lost, right? This is fantastic. And this has nothing to do with the strategy. This is a strategy that all has the probability rate of that. And then this is also within the realm of this strategy. It wins 71% of the time and you've lost money over a 10-year period. So again, this is just a random calculator. Right, this happened to win 78, right? So it goes about 80%. This happened to win 71% of the time, and this is what happened to it. So you're talking about a strategy that wins 50% of the time, and it has an average win of say 7,500. Let's call it 1,000, and it has an average loss of 500. What can you expect from that? This would be a reasonable representation, right? This here is a year where you got hammered, and the rest of the time you pretty much did pretty well. You kind of got hammered here, you kind of got hammered here, kind of got hammered there. If I do some other things here, right, we have a year that's good, a year that's bad, a year that's good, a year that's bad, and then all of a sudden it takes off. Over time, generally we're making money, but our expectation of doing well every month and certainly or every year is not there, right? Gain, loss, gain, loss, gain, loss. This has things, but this is expectations. If you're doing what you're doing and you're experiencing a drawdown and you're considering that to be a problem, then that is going to be a problem for you. I'm just giving various things, right? So this is like a 2 or 3 year period where you made no money. Period where you made a lot of money, period where you lost money, period where you made a lot of money, period where you lost money. So do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand.
Right. You can have a winning strategy and you'll be doing fine, realistically, and experience these type of results. Now, I can filter this stuff out. I can filter this stuff out by having an understanding of the market and changing my approach when things change. But if I'm just going to say, hey, you know what, these are my rules and I'm just going to trade this regardless of the market, this is the type of thing that you have to expect. And this goes for whether you're doing, you know, an M3.4U or a Super Bull trade or a bull trade or any other trading strategy on the planet that you can find from any place that does not come in and change its rule base in some way at some point in time, right? And it also points out that just because something did well over the last 5 or 10 years doesn't mean it's going to do well over the next 5 or 10 years. Because as you can see here is, if you're running an 80% loss rate or in this case a 50% loss rate, that is what you get. You're more likely to be consistent, by the way, or the most consistent when you do have an average win that's higher than your average loss. If you're in a market neutral trade, you almost can't do that without some sort of subjectivity. So if I'm in a trade that has a profit target of 10% and an equity loss trigger at 10%, my reality is my average win's going to be, you know, if I'm looking at, let's say my profit target was 10%. My average win is probably $4,000. And let's say my exit loss trigger is 10%. Well, my exit loss trigger is probably, my average loss is probably going to be somewhere in the $8,000 range. It's going to be about 2 to 1. That's how that's going to run because a lot of the time you're not going to hit your profit target. A lot of the time you're going to be somewhere in the 3 to 8% range. a lot of times when you take a loss, you're not going to get out at your exit loss trigger. You're going to take 1.5 times your loss, right? So we're requiring probability to make up for that. If I do a 0.75% probability, then, you know, this particular cycle, the results are excellent, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen, you know, as we go along, right? And even here, I'm having good results for a period of time, and then I have a period of, 21 to 53, 2 years of losses, and then I have gains again, and then I have another period of losses. My point being is that's relatively normal. I can't come into the trading business and have this expectation that I'm going to win every trade, every month, every week, every year, and by just doing the same thing all the time. It could happen, right? You could go in and do that, but chances are, the way probabilities play out, you might or you might not. If you think, right, so number one is you need to ask yourself, is your expectation reasonable within the realm of reality based on your procedures? And if your procedure is, well, if, and this is for to everybody, this is not you, right? If your expectation is, hey, I'm going to make money every year, or every 6 month period or every rolling 6 month period, and I'm just going to do the same thing regardless of what happens in the marketplace, that's an expectation that's not really based on reality within the realm using those procedures. You know, if you say something different, if you say, look, I am going to understand the marketplace. I'm going to understand my strategies. I'm going to adapt my strategies to remain in line with the marketplace. Well, in that case, you probably will make money every year, right? If you do that effectively, chances are very good that you are going to make money every year, and your returns are likely to be much more consistent. But depending on your definition of consistent, you're still not going to win every cycle, and you're still not going to make the same amount of money. I mean, if you take a look at our pro returns, you know, we do 1,000% last year, right, on our planned capital, but that wasn't consistent. We had some months we made a ton of money. We had some that were relatively flat. We had some that were maybe mildly negative, right? But overall, we're up 1,000. Is that, right? By some people's definition, that is not consistent. But if I trade that way, I'll pretty much be profitable most of the time, whatever you call that, whether you call it consistent or not. So my point being, this expectation thing is a huge, huge issue. And we want to make sure that our expectations are somewhat reasonable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. So I would encourage you, right, as a coach, is to decide. First of all, decide specifically what you want. It's important that you know specifically what your objective is. Otherwise, you never know when you have it, because your returns can always be more consistent. The reality is, if you're going to be a profitable trader over time, you're going to have to deal with the variability within your returns. So your first trading experience is in 2020, basically?
Yeah, I started in 2020.
Right,
yeah.
So you're still very new. The way we do our process, right, in developing traders is we do market neutral trading strategies or certain trading strategies, right? So some of them aren't so neutral, like a Super Bowl. But we do strategies, and when we're trading the strategies, our objective should not be to make money all the time. And the people who come in with that objective basically have problems. They never advance as a trader. And to highlight this maybe a little bit, I got into this business in 2006. I went to training with people who had been trading for 10 years and still not making money. And it's how many years later? It's almost 20 years later. And I still get calls from people, and they're still trying to get consistent, and they're still trying to make money in the marketplace. They're still breaking even over time. When the reality is, the mechanics to be profitable in the market are actually can be learned in a very fast period of time, 3 to 6 months maybe. So long as you're, like I said, looking for winning all the time and jumping from trade to trade, that's just not going to happen for you. So we want to push you away from that. My point being is that it takes some time. And I just wanted to make that general overview because it's extremely important. If you don't get this, nothing's going to work for you. You're going to constantly be having the challenge where you're going to get excited because you've been trading for a while and it's making money and you're going to increase your capital. And then, you know, the market's going to shift and the system's going to lose money. And a lot of people, it looks like you're still profitable, which is wonderful, but a lot of people are going to get back to break even or a loss, and they're going to shift strategies, and then they're going to go through the same process again.
And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see in the next Trading Performance podcast, please list that in the comments and I'll personally answer your questions and comments for you. Also, I'd love to encourage you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's LOCKE in your success.com, and check out our Trading Performance and Pro memberships, where you can find the tools you need to become a much more effective trader, regardless of the type of trading you do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next Trading Performance podcast.